Thank you, Terry. Good morning. Again, it's going to be a warm one. Heat indexes will surpass 100 today. National Weather Service has a heat advisory that'll kick in 1 o'clock this afternoon, go until 8 this evening. Our temperatures expected to get into the upper 90s. And with the humidity, that'll create a feels-like temperature of 100 to 105. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a wide-ranging bill into law that cuts personal income taxes, phases out the state inheritance tax, erases a property tax used to finance mental health services, and includes tax credits for firefighters and food banks. Governor says it's a landmark piece of legislation. She added next year she'll be proposing to cut personal income taxes even further. She'll consider all options but isn't ready to release a plan right now.
States across the country are continuing to bring theirs down. And if we're going to remain competitive, we're going to have to continue to take a look at that. We'll make sure that we do it in a responsible manner and that we can maintain priorities that are important to Iowans.
Governor says the ultimate goal by many states is to erase the personal income tax altogether. Iowa's fiscal year ends at the end of this month, and current projections indicate state's going to have a $500 million surplus. Des Moines Area Community College's online classes back in session today. Those classes have not been held for 2 weeks due to a ransomware attack. DMAC then closed all their campuses the following day, June 4th, because of that security breach. In-person classes resumed last Wednesday, June 9th. The governor says the state of Iowa did not pay any ransom to the hackers, and she adds the Office of the Chief Information Officer, which is part of the executive branch of state government, wasn't involved with the DMAC situation either.
State wasn't involved. We did reach out. OCIO reached out to them to see if we could be of any assistance. At that time, they didn't request or ask for any assistance, so they've been on their own dealing with this.
All DMAC students and faculty have been directed to change the passwords they use to access the college's computer network. DMAC faculty are adjusting course schedules now, and students will be advised tomorrow about new deadlines for dropping classes and getting tuition refunds. In 8.5 to 9.5 months, the city of Newton should get a new fire engine. That's the build time for a rescue engine the city has ordered. City staff says a new fire engine from Reliant Fire Apparatus Incorporated of Slinger, Wisconsin, will match the engine the city bought in 2015, but the new unit will have an upgraded weight-carrying capacity. It'll be a replacement for an existing fire engine. It's being bought with bond revenue. Staff says the fire engine itself cost $639,199. Equipment associated with it will cost another $10,800. A house fire in Marshalltown early this morning is under investigation. Did about $30,000 damage, according to a fire official. It was happened on South 6th Street. Exterior wall of the home sustained extensive damage. Fortunately, there were no injuries, and again, the cause of that fire remains under investigation. That is your KCLB News this hour. I'm Randy Van. Enjoy the rest of your morning and stay cool.